Welcome to Product Hunt Daily from the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
I'm Milo.
Today we start with a faster voice for ChatGPT, then look at assistant app showing up in messages and on your home screen, plus a few open source tools shaking up coding and desktop automation.
First, OpenAI's new voice model. What actually changed?
OpenAI released GPT Live, a new model that gives ChatGPT voice full duplex capability.
Full duplex. So it can listen at the same time it's speaking.
Exactly. The old voice mode was stop-start. You talk, it processes, it replies. Now the model can hear you while it's still talking.
Which means you can interrupt it like a real conversation.
That's the pitch. The Product Hunt listing calls it a new full duplex voice model, not just a tweak to the previous mode. The immediate question is how well it handles real-world latency and whether this is a broad rollout or still limited testing. But the core feature is clear: simultaneous listening and speaking for ChatGPT.
Now, an assistant that doesn't live in its own app at all. Toyo is a personal AI assistant that lives in iMessage.
And a key detail here, it can call your phone. It's not only text-based.
The listing positions it as an exec assistant, which suggests scheduling and productivity tasks. It's a single-source Product Hunt launch, so there aren't independent reviews or technical walkthroughs yet.
Right. Moving an assistant into a default messaging app removes a big friction point. But the ability for an AI to initiate phone calls raises the obvious questions about context awareness and privacy. And we just don't have answers yet.
Staying on iOS, but shifting the interaction completely. Monogram is a new app that doesn't just answer with text.
Instead, it responds to questions by building interactive visual interfaces. You ask something, and it generates buttons, cards, or controls you can actually use.
The tagline is simple: ask anything. Instead of a chat thread, you get a visual result.
It's a small signal, but it challenges the assumption that AI assistants are primarily chatbots. Monogram bets that direct, interactive output is more useful than more paragraphs.
One more utility for the desktop. Lispr is a free voice dictation app for Mac and Windows with one very specific claim.
Sub-400 millisecond transcription latency. Hold a key, speak, and the text appears wherever your cursor is.
That speed is the differentiator. The developer positions Lispr as a free alternative to paid tools like Dragon or the slower built-in system dictation.
If that latency holds outside ideal conditions, it could shift what users expect from a free tool. But for now, it's a launch claim.
Now let's move to computer use agents. Coasty is a new open-source agent that's just topped the OS World leaderboard with a score of 82.81.
OS World is a benchmark for realistic computer tasks. Coasty operates desktop software by visually interpreting the screen. No APIs needed.
The source describes it as able to run legacy software like a human. That suggests it can interact with older applications that don't have modern integration points.
Worth remembering, this is a Product Hunt announcement, not an independent review. But the score and the visual-only approach make it one to track.
Another open-source tool, this time for developers. Aura is an IDE for controlling AI coding agents, and it bakes the agent's changes straight into Git history.
So every action the agent takes becomes a Git commit. Auditable, revertible, reviewable. Just like human code.
The listing emphasizes they built Aura because it's not another chat sidebar. The agent works inside the IDE, and built-in feedback loops let it retry after human review or test failures, all within the same Git workflow.
The promise is a low-friction audit trail. If it works, teams get a native review and rollback pattern for AI-generated code.
Shifting to competitive intelligence. Glimpse is an AI agent pitched as a continuous monitor, not a dashboard you check manually.
It tracks competitors across ads, pricing, hiring moves, and AI search results. The pitch is simple. Your competitors move every day, so the monitoring should too.
If that automation works in practice, Smaller teams could match the intel gathering of larger rivals. But again, this is a product hunt launch. No independent validation yet.
One more AI infrastructure piece. Constellation Gate AI claims the top spot on prompt injection defense benchmarks.
Prompt injection is when an attacker overrides a system's instructions through malicious inputs. It's a growing threat for AI agents.
The product's tagline also highlights token savings alongside the security claim. It's presented as a layer you point your existing AI agent at to inherit both defenses and cost reductions.
A dual-purpose pitch, security plus lower operational costs, addresses two real concerns for teams deploying agents. But the details on how it achieves both are thin.
Vapor AI takes a different approach. It's a European-hosted gateway offering one API key to access 300 different models.
The listing calls it drop-in compatible with the OpenAI and Anthropic APIs. The selling point is simplified multi-model development combined with EU data hosting.
That EU hosting directly addresses data sovereignty requirements that generic global API hubs might not satisfy. It reduces integration overhead, especially for teams that need to keep data within European borders.
Now a tool that asks, what if you could query SEO data on WhatsApp instead of a dashboard? Just Ask by Source does exactly that.
The maker's argument is that SEO software has looked the same for 20 years. Login, open dashboard, dig through menus. This replaces that with natural language on a messaging app.
The listing provides no detail on data sources, accuracy, or limitations, so real-world usefulness is still an open question. But it signals a shift toward messaging-first professional tools.
Arkit Allet is also betting on reducing friction, but for personal finance. It's a voice-first budgeting app with a new feature called Aura.
Aura is an AI-powered financial score built from 5 sub-scores: wants, needs, vices, savings, and stress.
That stress subscore is the unusual one. It factors in the emotional cost of spending, not just the dollar amount.
The idea is to make budgeting feel less like a rigid spreadsheet and more like a personal challenge. Budgeting apps often fail because data entry feels like a chore. RK is testing whether a voice-first, gamified approach can keep users around.
For a completely different philosophy, let's end with tasks.txt. A free, native macOS app built for plain text task management.
The developer's stated motivation was simple. They kept going back to a basic .bxt file for tasks and wanted to make that experience faster.
It's a dedicated tool for the Tado.txt format. No cloud, no collaboration features, no complexity. Just speed and focus for people who prefer the portability of a plain text file over a full task management system. That's the episode. Thanks for listening.
We'll be back next time.